Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show, Get the Answers to Life's Questions About Religion. So if you have questions about religion, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. And remember, your questions don't just have to be about religion. They can be about anything. Because the whole purpose of this show is to give you a place where you can ask those questions about your life and get the answers that you're looking for. So no matter what your questions are, feel free to call in. And again, the number is 646-716-5045. And you'll have to excuse me if I seem a little strange today. Sometimes I think I'm a little strange every day. Okay. I am back to where I actually am. When you're thinking about 1,001 things, it's a little hard to actually be where you actually are. And a lot of people go through their lives that way. Interesting. So, religion. Religion is this wonderful, wonderful institution that was established for perfectly good reasons, but over time, a lot of religions have become kind of, I don't want to use the word corrupted, they've become something other than what they were intended to be. And this is because of the people who are in charge. Everyone has their own criteria, their own goals. And when it comes to religion, and you've got a whole group of people who are agreeing to adhere to certain rules and regulations and doctrines and dogmas and whatever else you want to call them, then if the person who is in charge or the people in charge have their own agendas, then they kind of change things to meet that agenda. Now, I'm not saying that all religion is bad and everyone should avoid religions at all costs, but look at the agenda of the religion that you're involved in. If it's all about rules and regulations and controlling you, then you have to decide whether or not that's really the way you want to live your life. And if it's all about telling you what you should and should not do in order to get to heaven, you might want to take a second and look at that too. You might want to look at establishing your own personal relationship with God or Jesus or whomever it is that you want to have this personal relationship with. And then go from there instead of expecting someone who's had the correct religious training to be able to tell you how to make your life perfect. And if they do want to tell you how to make your life perfect, then look at their life. See if it's perfect. Because if they're following the same rules and regulations that are going to make your life absolutely perfect, then their life should be perfect too. I'll be the first one to tell you that my life is not perfect, but my life does get better and better and better, and I'm really glad about that because I am always changing. Always. I never stop changing. I'm not trying to be just one particular way. And sometimes that's important to realize. Because we are taught that when we finally reach that pinnacle, when we are finally, you know, totally without sin and we've been absolved and whatever else they want us to do, then we will finally be good enough to make it to heaven. You see, my personal relationship with God has taught me a lot. One of the things it's taught me is that God is pure love, which means that I'm going to heaven. I don't care if I'm the worst person on earth. I'm still going because God loves me. And there's absolutely nothing that I could ever do or ever say or ever be that would stop that love. Because it's impossible to stop that love. Because that is what God is. And so if you're following some religion and they have the dogma or the doctrines that say that if you don't do this, then you're absolutely going to go to hell. If you choose to believe that, then that's absolutely fine with me. I can't imagine why you would choose to believe that, but hey, it's fine with me. You have the right to make your own choices, and I will definitely agree that you have that right. But really look at your choices. What are you choosing? You see, that whole idea of hell has never really worked for me either because, for one thing, to burn in the eternal flames of hell is absolutely impossible when you don't have a physical body. I'm sorry, but you can't do it. You can't burn spirit. It just doesn't work. So, you know, that immediately creates issues in my mind. Now, if it doesn't create an issue for you, then that's wonderful. That's great. Go ahead, you know, whatever makes you happy. But all of those rules and regulations that say if you do this and this and this and this and this and this and you don't do this, 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 and this, then your life is going to be wonderful. And I look at the people who are, you know, totally dedicated to their religions. And most of them do not look happy. They really don't. I just find it interesting that if you found this way of being that is absolutely perfect and is going to lead you to this wonderful, incredible life and this wonderful, incredible relationship with God, then why aren't you happy? I remember when I was growing up and my father was in the military, so we went to a chapel on a military basis. And the good thing about the chapel was that you got to experience every different kind of Protestant religion that there was, because we were Protestant. And so I got to experience, you know, Lutheran ministers and Methodists and Baptists and you name it. You know, we got to experience it all. And some of these people and their beliefs, I did not care for at all. And some of them were like, okay. Frankly, I liked the music. That was my favorite thing about church. I got to sing. And I love doing that. And so it was the songs that actually had a greater impact on my life. Because I can't really remember any particular sermon in all of those years. And we went every single Sunday. We were dedicated. But I don't really remember those sermons. I remember some of the people say things that frankly ticked me off, you know. But I don't really remember anyone ever delivering a sermon that was like, oh, yeah, now I get it. I don't think that that's what they were really looking for. Sometimes I wonder what they really are looking for. What are we looking for? I know for myself personally, I want to understand. I want to understand and I want to be free. And actually the wanting to be free is stronger than the wanting to understand. Because I know there are some things that I'm not going to be able to understand simply because I'm not supposed to. And I'm okay with that. Now. There was a time when I wasn't, but now I am okay with that. I just ask to be shown what it is that I need to see, to learn what it is that I need to learn, to be who I really am. And living in the truth is what's important to me. And now I haven't actually had an experience, a consistent experience with religion in over 30 years. That's how long ago it was when I decided that that was not my path in life. And I've had so many discussions, if you want to call them that, you know, with members of my family who have chosen to be completely and totally dedicated to their religious beliefs about how I should change and come back to the church and blah, 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 blah. And no one's ever been able to really talk me into it because I don't see where that's going to take me, where I want to be. So I've been on a path of spirituality. And for some people, spirituality has become like a religion. You know, they have all of these beliefs about what you should and shouldn't do. And I don't. I don't really look for that. I realize that each one of us is unique, and so the answers to what is right for us is really an individual thing. So I can't tell you what you're supposed to do, because you're you, and I'm me, and even though we are connected in the oneness, we are each unique individuals. Sometimes that's kind of hard to wrap your head around. How can you be a unique individual and be part of the oneness? Well, I don't really understand exactly how it works, but it does. That's one of those things, I guess, that I'm not supposed to understand yet. Who knows? But when you're looking at your choices about what you want to believe, about the kind of people you want to associate with, maybe check in with your heart. See what it's telling you. See how it feels. I have actually gone to some churches where I felt absolutely fine. I didn't really feel the need to join them, become part of their group or anything like that, but I was okay with them and whatever the doctrine was that they were talking about. Some churches do actually have more of an open mind. They recognize that we are our own individuals and that we're not supposed to be conforming to a group mentality. And that can be a good thing. But for a lot of churches, they want that group mentality. They want everybody to do what the minister, the deacons, or the priest, or whoever in charge says needs to be done. And some of them actually believe that it's for everybody's highest good if everybody just listens and does exactly what they say. That's kind of like the government. But I think we've come to a time in life where we get to be who we are, not who everybody else is, not who everybody says I'm supposed to be, but who you are. You get to embrace your own individuality as well as the oneness. You get to make your own choices. I don't really feel the need to be controlled, to have a clear set of rules and regulations for my life. I don't really feel the need for that. And I understand some people do, and I'm perfectly fine with them doing whatever it is that they feel is for their highest good. But make sure that you actually feel that it's for your highest good. Some things we do out of habit, out of training, out of the belief that if we do this, it will make us a good person. You're already a good person. You don't have to go through anybody else's stuff, jump through anybody else's hoops to prove that you are a good person. We do a lot of things in our lives that are just not necessary. And we do them because somebody told us we're supposed to. But you have the freedom to be who you are, to do the things that you feel are right for you. And if you're not sure about what's right for you, then have your conversation with your guidance, with the angels, with God, with the Holy Spirit, whomever it is you want to talk to. Ask them, and then listen to the answer. We spend a lot of time asking, but we don't necessarily spend a lot of time listening. That can be a little difficult for us, especially since our dominant guidance doesn't usually talk real loud. You know, it's just that soft, gentle voice. Whereas our egos scream at us sometimes. It's one of the ways you can tell the difference. Because your guidance doesn't yell at you. Doesn't demand your attention. It's not a 3-year-old throwing a fit. It's that feeling of love, that voice of love, that soft gentleness. This makes you feel good. So if you're looking for an alternative to religion, start looking within your own heart, because we really do have that connection. There really is no time when we are ever not connected with God. And that doesn't matter what name you use for God, you know, creator, source, Allah, whatever. The name doesn't really matter. God lives within us, each and every one of us. He's not this person sitting up in heaven looking down on you. He's not a person at all. God is an energy. The energy is love, pure love. And that energy is inside of each and every one of us. It's inside of each and everything. It's everywhere. There's nowhere you can go, no place you can turn where God is not. It's absolutely impossible. So we read all of these books and we turn to all of these people to provide us with answers about what life is about, what we are about, what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing, how to get to heaven, how to avoid getting to hell. You know, all of these questions that we have, and we keep looking outside of ourselves for the answers, and all of the answers are inside of each and every one of us. Because God lives in us. And that's how we can be the unique individual and the oneness. Because we are the oneness through God. And we are the unique individual because that's the way God created us to be. That was our gift. And we have the freedom to choose whatever we want in life. Sometimes it's really amazing to me when I really just get a slight idea of how much opportunity, how much abundance, how much love there is in existence. And I realize I really don't know yet. But I do get an occasional glimpse of the pure potential of my own life. And it just leaves me speechless. So, depending on what you're looking for, and everybody's looking for something, start looking within yourself. Start looking in your own heart. And stop looking in your own mind. Because frankly, our brains are just, they're like computers, and they store all the information that they receive. And then they take that information, if they have the proper programming, and they convert it into something that we might potentially believe. That's their job. The only problem with that is that we act like what it's telling us, what it's converting the information into, is the absolute truth. And it's not. It might be the truth for you based on what you've been through. But that doesn't mean it's the truth for everybody. It doesn't mean it's the truth for anybody else. But we've been taught that we're supposed to listen to our brains. And the higher you score on the intelligence test, then the more you should be listened to because you have a smarter brain. And that just makes me laugh. Because I hear profound things from all kinds of people. People who have all different scores on those wonderful intelligence tests. And sometimes the people who have the lowest scores on those tests have the greatest wisdom. Because they're actually coming from their heart instead of their head. And your wisdom does come from your heart. So what are you looking for? What is it that you think is going to make your life perfect and wonderful and whatever it is that you want? Where are you putting your power? Any ideas about where you're putting your power? Because each of us is equal. Each of us has been given the powers that we have by the Creator. Each of us is that wonderful unique being. And we each get to decide what's important what's important in every aspect of our lives. One of the things that I was excited to do is to have this class on money, helping people to clear their money issues using the Infinity Healing. And the reason why I was guided to do this is because so often people give their power away to money. And I'm not saying that people have all of this money and so they decide they have the power. I'm saying that people decide that money determines the amount of power that they have. So that if you have little money, you have little power. You have a lot of money, you have a lot of power. Money doesn't actually, unless you give it to it. And so the whole purpose of this classes that I'm doing is to help these people to change their relationship with money. And as part of the process, they get to change their relationships with themselves. They get to accept themselves exactly as they are. They get to love themselves. They get to be themselves. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I'm really excited and happy that I'm getting to be part of the transformation of these wonderful people. And that they're getting to be part of my transformation. Because it doesn't just work on them. It also works on me. And with Infinity Healing, it also works on all the people that they love, which makes it even better. Because then we are utilizing that oneness to help to make the whole world a better place while we are working on ourselves. It's kind of a win-win situation. But I want you to look at what it is you give your power away to. Have you decided that your relationships are more important than you? Do you put everybody else in your life first? If you do, then you've decided that they are more important than you are. And you are giving them your power. The only problem with that is that you're going to be disappointed a lot. Because, frankly, other people don't do what we expect them to do. There's absolutely no reason why they should. Because it's just our opinion that's in our expectation. It's not actually the truth. But still, they're not going to do what you expect them to do. They don't see things the way that you see them. They don't consider what you consider important to be important to them. They're not you. They don't think that they are. Don't expect someone else to come along and make your life wonderful when you can't figure out how to fix your own problems. Nobody else is going to be able to do it. This is your stuff. You're the one that has to deal with it. This is what you're here for. This is part of your freedom to choose. So if you turn to religions in order to save you, and I know that they say they're going to save you on many different levels, which is one of those things that just, I don't get it, because there's nothing about you that needs to be saved. You're not broken. You're not condemned to hell. None of that is true. So what exactly are you being saved from? When you stand in your own power, when you start accepting the truth of who you are, then there is nothing to save. And you realize that you have the complete freedom to be yourself. And that's kind of scary at times, but it's generally pretty good feeling. It can be scary when you think about being responsible for you. Sometimes just that word, responsibility, stirs up that feeling. Because we can talk a lot of crap about responsibility, but it's true. It's not responsibility just means that you have the ability to respond to whatever is going on in your life. That's it. Why is that scary? You get to make your own choices. You have that freedom. None of that is scary. Unless you believe that if you make the wrong choice, then you are automatically going to be condemned or punished or whatever it is that you've been taught. And that's only true if you believe it. Yes, actions do have consequences. I think the big difference between consequences and punishment. You know, the consequences of eating a piece of fruit is that you get the fiber and you get the vitamins. There's no punishment in there. So the two are not the same. Start looking at your life and looking at the consequences that you want to experience. And wipe that whole punishment thing out. We are not born wrong. We are not born needing to suffer or struggle or sacrifice. We're actually born knowing who we are, knowing that everything that we desire is going to be provided for. And it is. And then we grow up and we listen to all of those wonderful conversations that everyone has around us, and we start believing that there isn't enough. We start believing that if we don't do right, we are going to be punished. We start believing that the world is a horrible place and it's out to get us. I mean, after all, one day it is going to kill us. You know that, right? The world is going to kill you. See, that's one of those beliefs, but that's not true, because we never die. How do you kill God? You can't. God is within you. But just because we choose not to continue to utilize these physical bodies, that has nothing to do with life. We are eternal beings having these wonderful experiences, because that is what God wants to experience. And God is within each one of us. And that's why we are these wonderfully unique individuals. Because God doesn't want to experience the same thing from each and every one of us. What's the fun in that? There's really nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with you being you. There's nothing wrong with you living your life. There's nothing wrong with you making choices. There's nothing wrong. Think about that. So now I've got that John Lennon song, Imagine, running through my mind. But that song really was a good thing for us to think about. Imagine if there was no right or wrong, no government, no need to conform, no societal beliefs, none of that stuff. Imagine if that just existed. Imagine if you had the freedom to make your own choices in every minute. And you actually do. Imagine if you embraced that freedom and you lived in that freedom. Imagine that if everything that happened in your life you saw as an opportunity, and you never saw anything as being wrong, as being a problem. Everything just presented you with another opportunity. Imagine how it would feel to go through every day feeling good about yourself, about life, about your choices. about everything. Imagine what it would be like if you loved everybody. Even if they didn't agree with you. Even if you didn't understand the choices that they made. You loved them anyway. And you gave them the freedom to make their own choices. Imagine what that would be like. There is so much more to life than we have ever experienced, than we've ever imagined. And the world is changing to bring us to that point where we get to experience more. Where the old ways of being and thinking are going by the wayside. Where we get to live in that imaginary utopia. But in order to get there, we've got to go through letting go of everything that we've ever considered important. And for some people, that's really scary. Because that's how they know who they are, because they've established that if they believe this, then their lives will be okay. And if they let go of this belief, they don't know what their lives are going to be like, and they don't want to find out. And so they fight really hard, and they hold on really, really tightly. And they don't want anybody else to do anything different either, because that will just shake up their world, and they don't want their world to be shaken. Frankly, the whole world is being shaken up. And there's nothing we can do to stop it. It's just part of the natural evolution of this world, of our lives. And fighting it isn't going to stop it. It's just going to keep you from being happy, keep you from actually enjoying your life. But that's okay. That's your choice. And there are some people who have power, who have control, that are trying to keep everybody else from changing. But they're not ready to change. But we still, each individual, have that freedom to choose. So look at your life, look at what you've created, look at who you are being, the choices you are making. And if you found a religion that is in alignment with that, that is going to allow you to evolve, to grow, to understand, then by all means, embrace it. But if the religion that you've embraced is no longer meeting your needs, then there's absolutely no reason why you should stay with it. We all change. It's a part of life. And I don't care if you've been in the same church for 90,000 years. If it no longer meets your needs, why are you still there? Your main focus in your life is meant to be you. You are the one responsible for you. And remember, responsibility is just the ability to respond. You don't have that ability for anybody else. You really don't, if you look at it. Even if you're taking care of a child, baby, you don't have the ability to respond for them. They are still going to respond for themselves. And that's the way it needs to be. We have these beliefs that we are supposed to control other people, especially the little people, the people who are under the age of 18, the ones who don't have enough sense to know right from wrong yet. And usually they know more than we do. But still, we work really hard to control them. And more nowadays, they just are not willing to be controlled. We really need to change the way we raise our children, the way we see our children, because they've changed. And if we don't accept those changes and start helping them to create themselves, to be the best people that they can be, we think the world is screwed up now. We've been saying this for a number of years. A lot of people who are now adults are just not willing to do what their parents did. They don't want to conform. They don't care about fitting in. That's just part of the change. And it's a good thing. There's so much that we don't know, that we don't understand. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Although sometimes it's difficult for us to accept that we don't understand and that there's nothing wrong with that. We were taught that we're supposed to understand, we're supposed to investigate, we're supposed to analyze, we're supposed to dissect everything down to its smallest component so that we have a clear understanding of exactly how it works. But there are some things that we're not supposed to do that with. We don't have to understand in order to know. We don't have to understand in order to accept. And we don't have to understand in order to be. It's all about getting out of the mind and getting into the heart, connecting with the truth of who we are. And if you belong to a religion that is really doing that is really showing you how to connect with the truth of who you really are, then by all means, stick with it. But most religions don't do that. In fact, they encourage just the opposite. They don't want you to understand you. They don't want you to understand anything. They just want you to do what they say you should do. If you want to be controlled, then by all means, I've been controlled, if that's what works for you. That's not what works for me. I've passed the point in my life where I want someone to control me, where I want someone to dictate what I do or do not do. And it feels a lot better. But you get to make your own choices. And that's the beauty of it all. So God wants you to know that you are loved. No matter what, you are loved. The love that you have from God will never end. And there is nothing that can disrupt it or interfere with it. Not possible. So you are always loved. And you always have the freedom to make your own choices. And God's not going to punish you for whatever choices you make. And that one really causes problems for some people because they believe in the whole justice system that if you commit a crime, then if you go to prison for whatever number of years are appropriate for that crime, then when you come out, you will understand that what you did was wrong, and you will not do that again. Which is why there are never, ever, ever any repeat offenders in prison. You can look at the statistics. Everyone there has never done what they're there for before. No one has ever committed a crime, gone through the penal system, and come out and committed another crime. It's not possible. That system works, and it works perfectly. You guys do know I'm joking, right? This is one of the wonderful systems that we have in place that doesn't work with crap, but we stick with it. Why do we do that? We do that so often in our lives. We have relationships that really make us feel bad, that we don't feel loved and valued and appreciated in at all, and yet we stick with them because if we let them go, then, oh my gosh, we will be alone. And there is nothing worse than being alone. And I would definitely disagree with that. there are a lot of things worse than being alone. Being in a relationship with someone who doesn't love you and doesn't value you and treats you like crap is worse than being alone. I'd much rather be alone. We really do get into these habits, these ruts, and we live our lives in them. And we think, okay, this is the way it's supposed to be, or this is our only choice. And we always have a because that validates what we're thinking. Because that's what our brains do. They always, always, always prove that what we are thinking is right. Even if it's totally wrong. Which is why I often say, get out of your head and get into your heart. And start connecting with the truth of you. The part of you that really does know what's right for you. What's right in your life. Who you really are meant to be. So it really is okay. It's okay for you to be you. It's okay for you to live your life. It's okay for you to make your own choice. It really is okay. Because no matter what, you are loved. No matter what, you are loved. And so just let that in. Just let that knowledge, that knowing that you are loved and you deserve to be loved. And no matter what you've done in life, you still deserve to be loved. There's absolutely no one that doesn't deserve to be loved. When we come from that pure love, it makes all the difference in the world. And I really can't convey to you how much God wants us to love ourselves, to have that pure love for ourselves, to release all of the judgments and negativity that we have about ourselves, to fully accept, honor, respect, and love ourselves. That's the number one thing. That's how you change your life. That's how you change every aspect of your life. Because when you are coming from that pure love, you really do see the possibilities and the opportunities in every situation. And you really do let go of the need to judge, to criticize, to fix, to worry, to get angry. All of those things. They aren't necessary to your life. So open up and allow yourself to open up and be who you really are. Really, the beauty of it. It's really the opportunity in it. And that's what life is all about. The opportunity that you have to fully embrace who you are. So look at the institution that you belong to. Look at the people that you associate with. Look at all of the different aspects of your life and see if they are in alignment with you having the opportunity to really be the truth of who you are. And if they do, that's wonderful. And you are in a place where you get to grow, you get to develop, you get to be who you are. And you are magnificent and beautiful and wonderful and fantastic. And if you look around and you find that wherever you are is not giving you any of those opportunities, then decide what you want to change. Because you deserve those opportunities. And they are there for you. So it's time for you to really look at this, to really see what's there for you to see, to fully understand yourself. And it's just all part of this wonderful beauty of life. So I will have a wonderful guest on Friday's show. And her name is Betsy Thompson. And she is going to talk about her latest book. The book is called Love Human. And Betsy has a passion for communicating spiritual concepts. And her lessons have been about understanding how she herself, wherever she goes, finally realized that each job and each person and any opportunity that she had was all about learning about herself. Learning who she really is, learning how to live that truth. And so she's written several books based on the things that she's learned. And her last one is called Love Human. And I think that you guys will really enjoy the show and learning about that truth. And hopefully learning about yourself as part of the process. Because that's just another one of those opportunities, an opportunity for you to learn about you. And I know I tell you not to look out there in the world for the answers, look within your heart. But if you're determined to look out there in the world, then God will provide you people that will show you what's in your heart. Because everybody is a reflection of you. Which means that if your life is filled with really cruddy, awful people, then there's a part of you that believes you're one of those really cruddy, awful people. And if you don't believe me, stop hanging around cruddy, awful people and see if you don't go back. Because until you change your beliefs about you, you're not going to really connect with your heart. It's all part of the process. And don't worry. It doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to be long and drawn out or any of that stuff. Although you've been living like this for years, so don't expect yourself to change in 5 minutes. The one thing you couldn't handle. But that's okay. Everything that happens is for your highest good. Even if it seems like everything that happens is absolutely a disaster in your life, it is still for your highest good. Some of us really have to get shaken up, really big time shaken up, before we'll start to listen, before we'll start to understand, before we'll start even looking within our own heart for the answers that are there. So don't beat yourself up if you're one of those people that has to go through the extreme, one of those people who has to experience everything instead of learning from the mistakes of others. That's fine. That's just the way you've chosen to be. Embrace that and learn from it. It's one of your opportunities. Well, I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful day, and I will be back on Friday with my guest, Betsy Thompson, and you can learn about love humans. Because you are a human and you are loved, so why not combine the two? Have fun, everybody. Go out and do something fun. Go out and do something that really just makes you laugh. And give somebody that you care about a big hug today. Just say, I love you. And leave it at that. And see how it lights up their lives. I will be back on Friday. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.